Hello and welcome to the Cabazon Water District meeting, the regular board meeting for Tuesday, November 19th, 2024, starting at 6 o'clock p.m. If everyone would please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Ready? Begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now a moment of silence for our fallen servicemen and women. Okay, thank you. Please be seated.
Director Melissa Carlin?
Here.
Director Kathy Brock?
Here.
Director Alan Davis?
Here.
Board Vice Chair Terry Tincher?
Here.
And Board Chair Sarah Wargo?
Here.
General Manager Michael Pollock?
Here.
Moving on to consent calendar. Number one is approval of Finance and Audit Committee meeting minutes and warrants of October 19th, 2024, as well as the regular board meeting minutes and warrants of October 15th, 2024. Do I have a motion?
I make a motion to approve the warrants of October 15th, 2024, and the regular board meeting warrants of October 15th, 2024. And that's my sorry.
10 minutes, right?
10 minutes.
Cool. A motion to approve consent calendar items A and B made by Director Tincher and second by Director Carlin. Director Carlin?
Aye.
Director Brock?
Aye.
Director Davis?
I abstain because I wasn't here.
Board Vice Chair Tincher?
Aye.
And Board Chair Wargo?
Aye. Okay, moving on to warrants, none. Awards of contract, none. On to new business. Discussion action is a customer concern from Jennifer Baraja on Aloma, tab one in your book. I don't see her here. Do we want to talk about it? Or?
Yeah, we can talk about it.
Yes,
I have. Yeah. So basically, she had a large bill on the September billing, 3,500 units, and she's claiming that she couldn't have used that much. But as you can see on the meter reading progressed, so there was not an incorrect reading. And then, of course, now that we have read past that cycle, we were willing to make an adjustment to her. First, Ellen offered her an adjustment. She says, no, I'm going to go to the board. And then I called her to see if I can resolve it. I said, I'll come out there, reread the meter, check her leaks, and everything like that. But I noticed that she had planted fresh sod, and they were still in the squares. So those require some extra watering. And then one of the other guys went by there and he said the water was running during noon hours. So the water pastor. So basically her water bill was $392 for that month. So because that took her into the third tier, that's 14 units and above, will take you into the third tier. I was willing to make an adjustment after she declined Ellen's adjustment to give her the uniform construction rate of $5.21, which would have taken her from the $399 down to $218. So that's $180 savings. And she said no, she didn't want that. She wanted to come to the meeting and protest even more. So that's where that's at. So there's a picture of the new grass. You really can't see the brand new sections of square sod it's laid, but
page 27, but it is very blurry.
Yeah. When you blow it up here.
Can
print that? Oh, I printed you out one in color too. I accidentally
can't really see it.
But it's pretty.
I accidentally printed one for you.
Oh, no.
Dr. Deadly?
Well, I already gave her her board packet and then I printed them.
So I know in the past, if somebody ever wanted to come to the board, we always kind of tabled it if they weren't able to make it here. But if there's a different motion on the table.
Well, are you supposed to be here tonight?
Yeah.
Mike told her.
You want some motors in Augustville?
Here's the
other picture. Yeah, she's got a lot of green grass
there. Well, last year, there was a work order in here from last year, too, right? Where, did she bring this up last year, too?
Yeah,
it's Senator Bill looked at then.
Yeah.
But last year it says red crack, new sod, and sprinklers. Is she re-sodding every year?
Yeah, she must.
Yeah, on the back page of this transaction sheet, it shows the youth in lemon tree with you, and it spiked in September.
Do you have another year of billing information from her? Like, is it a repeated pattern?
I don't think it repeated in 2022, but I also don't know how long. It looks like she probably moved in 2023, because the $20 charge would be the setup fee on April 10th, 2023.
Yeah, it looks like towards the end of summer she bugged it up pretty high.
Mm-hmm. And it's not a mystery. I mean, I do agree that at the time I read it, I actually had to get down and, you know, clean the lens a little bit, because when you read a meter over time, there's always dirt in the meter box, and no matter how much you brush it off, it's going to scratch the lens, and over time makes it difficult to read. So I had to do my due diligence and make sure that the read was correct, especially when you're doing an investigation like that. But the read was correct, it progressed as it should. Even if it was misread once, it still came out, and that's what Ellen said. Well, maybe it was misread. So she took the two bills and split the difference, because when I read it, that was a true reading. So if you took the low read and the high read and blended them and then cut it in half and then give a discount, she said no, she didn't want that. She just thought that water did not pass through her meter, which in fact it did.
So with her not
being here,
she didn't want the discount. She wanted the usage. I believe she wanted the usage removed. Like, she was claiming that there's no way she could have used that water, so she wanted it to just go away. But she didn't want this.
She wanted
adjustment.
Her bill to be the same as May.
Why May?
This is on page 18. This is what she submitted. This is her complaint form. My September bill jumped up a lot. It happened this year and last year in September. After going in and disputing, I was told it was probably a misread and was offered a $100 off, I think, which to me is still not right. I refuse to pay a $443.75 water bill. My resolution would be for my bill to be lower than my August bill.
It makes no sense during the hottest months, and she's got all that grass plus that lemon tree in the picture and everything. She's using the water.
Right.
Maybe because it worked the first year, it might work the second.
I don't think we did.
They didn't do anything the first year.
There was nothing
given the first year.
She said that. It says here that there was $100.
So why don't we just table it?
No, but that was this time, because Ellen offered her $100.
Okay. Oh.
Why don't we just table it and see if she comes next one? Do we need a motion to table it?
No. Table that until next time. Give another month to come in. Next up is discussion. San Gorneo Pass Water Agency, along with Cabazon Water District, telehydrant subrecipient agreement already approved and executed for board direction on February 2024. So we're just looking for discussion, not action on this.
It's already been voted.
We actually signed the agreements between the Cabazon Water District and the San Gregorio Pass, because they're the pass-through agency that's getting the grant, the 1.8, from Riverside County.
So it's a done deal.
We passed it last night.
Right.
And then we just kind of wanted to, that way you guys have a copy of the agreement too.
Oh, the cap too.
I've given you a copy of the contract.
Exactly.
Yes. We'll maintain it for 2 years, then it's yours. We had a video conference before when I came back from Chicago, so we had a discussion about that, because there were some questions that weren't clear. I mean, we were going off of Harupa's project, so I wanted to know what was going to be installed, who was going to handle the cost, because I know Harupa handled a portion of the cost, and he says, no, we have enough to cover everything. You're just going to have to maintain it after the 2 years.
Yeah, and two years is the warranty period.
Right.
So we don't even have any liability.
Right.
So there's no outlay of money at all for 2 years. Then if there's any repairs that need to be made after that time, then it falls on Cabazon Water. And you own it, so it's yours. Right.
So after the 2 years, then we're responsible for repairs?
Yeah. The warranty will be up at that point. They warranty it for 2 years, workmanship and installation. And at that point, then it falls back onto you or us. And we don't really want to own something that's on your property. If it were our property, like in a couple of cases in New Pipe and stuff, we'll probably end up maintaining it because of the fact that it's going to be on our property.
Okay.
But out here, you're going to have two of them.
Right.
Yours. So, I mean, for my money, that's, you know, there's a couple times this last year with fires over on the hill, you know. If we'd had that tank, it would have been out immediately.
Yeah. It is a service to our community, and there's really no repairs that will be involved other than the skate equipment that's in the cabinet. Mm-hmm. It's just the battery, the life of the batteries. It's probably 3 years and they're fully charged, so we'll have to replace those. Any of the components in there, we'll be doing electrical panel maintenance along with our system maintenance. So the only thing you're paying for is for the hourly rate for our electric. All the contacts and stuff like that. So
you may end up, with the helicopters, they may lose the, the remote periodically. You may end up taking care of that. I mean, that'll fall on us for the first 2 years if that happens too. But after that, you'll be responsible for replacing them. But I mean, they're not that expensive, so it's like a regular remote. In fact, you may be able to go to Home Depot and buy a, remote that you can do the universals.
Yeah.
Program code into and give it to them. So,
and not a big expense.
Cool.
Any other questions on that? Okay. I did, just as a side note, I did ask my husband today. I asked him to ask his helicopter pilot buddies if they've used them, if they've had any issues. Because they've used them in Malibu, they loved them, they don't have any issues. So.
Everybody I talked to them. So much better than the long one, because the long one was maybe like that wide. And for them to drop the hose that's that big around down the tank level, with the amount of movement sometimes, it can't keep it in the tank. So they said the nice thing about the round one is it's 10 feet across, and they drop into any spot on it in the middle, and they stay in there pretty good, and they can extract the water out of there incredibly fast. So once they're in the water, they're sucking it out.
Mm-hmm. Okay. No further discussion. We'll move on to number 3, discussion action, water billing system upgrade from CUSI, CBSW to UB4. So this is tab 3 in your board book. And General Manager, would you like to introduce what's going on here?
Absolutely. So we did search through several vendors, and of course we currently use CUSI, and it needs to be upgraded. There was two models that were presented to us during the demonstrations. Unfortunately, the UMS is no longer available. So they're not even calling today. I said, is there a replacement model for this U in Massachusetts, the second one? He said, no, it's the UV4. So that is cloud-based, and the monthly, the upfront cost was lower. So if you go to page,
you're going to have to go back and forth from page 37 to page 45.
So the difference is the upfront cost for the only one that's still available is $12,600 with an $1,100 month service charge. The model that we were going to go with was more upfront, which was a $29,400 with only a $3,500 a year annual contract, which is, I believe, $22,000 difference over a five-year period, right? So if you put those together, your monthly contracts with the upfront, the other model that's no longer available is $22,000 cheaper. So that's no longer available.
So what is the total on this one?
The one that we're going to go with is $12,600 upfront, and then $1,105 on a monthly fee.
So $13,000 for each year.
So and then how long is it good for?
It's cloud-based, so I mean, it could be 10 years. Technology always changes in this field, but yeah, I was just going off the five-year average, comparing them both for the monthly fee and the upfront cost. So the only difference with the one that's no longer available was $433 a month difference. The other model was $433 a month cheaper. But you were paying more up front. And that's what we were shooting for.
So if they have the upfront on page 45 or 47?
45.
On page 45. So it's upfront, it's $30,000, basically.
Right.
Yeah. And then there's a monthly $5?
$1,105.
Not on this one.
Right. No, the second one was $3,500
annually. Okay.
But that one is no longer available.
So where's the one that is available?
Oh, the one that's available is on page 37.
37.
So it's right here.
$1,105.
Yeah. And we looked through other companies too, but there was always something that, like, oh, these ones, they need to have the automatic meter, or the, what do you call those?
AMRs.
The AMRs, in order to use this billing system. Or for this one, you need to have this. This was the only one that we demoed that would be compatible with our company, of all the ones that we looked through.
It's comparable to what we have, so it's user-friendly rather than have to use a whole brand new program. And I've experienced hiring an agency to install a program that was cumbersome and hard to use, and the people that worked in district offices were frustrated. And when you're frustrated and you're confronted with customers all day long, it's not a good environment, because they're frustrated working with a computer. And you want to be cheerful and be the face of the company when they come in. So we're already familiar with this. It's less upfront, but a little bit more on the monthly service charge. But you're getting cloud-based. And the other trick to this component too is we applied for a grant fund to replace both of our servers, because initially we were quoted for $23,000. So now we apply for grant funding. He said that takes about 5 months for it to be in place. Because if we order this and put it on the old servers, there's going to be a secondary charge for installing the hardware on the new tub. So you basically want to nurse these ones along until the grant funding comes in, put your new servers in, and then install the new system, which hopefully will be, you know, end of January, beginning of February. Somewhere in that neighborhood. So we should be good. We were kind of holding off when Ellen retired, so she went up to learn a new program at the end of her career. So that was kind of our strategy. And then, of course, Evelyn and Kate took the demonstration so they could show you.
So do we need to do an action item on this today, or are we just discussing it?
Yeah, as an action item, but if you guys wanted to wait, it probably could be another month. I don't know. The amount shouldn't change in just a month, but I think this quote is only good until for 30 days, technically. But it shouldn't go up. It's just there's no guarantee that it won't.
Was there any issue if we purchased it now and waited to install it for a month?
We can do that. They said that. I asked them that.
Question?
Motion? I make a motion to accept this water billing system update from CUSI CVSW to UV Park.
I'll second it.
Upgrading the water billing system from BBSW to UB4, made by Director Davis and seconded by Board Vice Chair Tincture. Director Carlin?
Aye.
Director Brock?
Aye.
Director Davis?
Aye.
Board Vice Chair Tincture?
Aye.
And Board Chair
Wargo? Aye. Okay, next up is discussion for Tab 4, Best Buffs and Kriegers, Aqua Fall Conference, December 4th at 6 o'clock p.m. So if you did see, you'll have an RSVP for the dinner. Do we know how much it's going to cost? Like, do we have to?
There is nothing. They send you a form afterwards. This event is held at Wally's Desert Hurdle, which is a very five-star restaurant. Great food, entertainment. And then they would send you a tax form afterwards that they would charge that you would have to claim whatever the meal was. $125 a person would have to go on your taxes, or you would just turn it over your tax person.
It's not your taxes, but it's on your form 700.
700 form.
700.
Yeah. It's not taxable.
Right.
It just has to be presented and recorded in to the county. So.
But you're an elected official and you can't accept gifts.
And
you can't
form
700
here, I'm sure. The form 700 probably never leaves this office. So.
Yeah. I think.
You know,
it's
just
send a copy.
It's just a file.
Yeah. Right.
It's a formality that if somebody ever said, Sarah received $6,000 in gratuities over the course of the year and she hasn't reported any of them to the county, then they would go to Evelyn and say, dig out the 700 and look at it. So.
Are we allowed to bring a guest?
Yeah. It says on here, if registering multiple guests.
Yes, yeah.
You have to do one of these for each people.
You just have to, submit one. I did send you all this, the invite with the link, but if you need me to fill it out, I can. I did one for you, but I didn't add a guest. I don't know if you're bringing anyone.
Yeah, they have a little name tag waiting, because I text my girlfriend and she has a little name tag, so.
Do you want to be part of it?
I've been there. Last one I went to, they was in Disneyland. Disney District.
That's a very nice event. The first one I've been to. The first one was at a restaurant in Palm Desert, Italian restaurant. My favorite Italian restaurant in California now. And now Wally's Desert Turtle is very nice as well.
The Cristelli's?
Huh?
The Cristelli's?
No, it's
really
cool.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Okay,
right across from Louis Vuitton.
You've never been. Best and Krieger puts out a really good spread.
Try that.
And when do you need those back, Beth? Do we have to give them back to you? So give them back to you or give them to Beth Test and Krieger?
So that would be like Friday.
It's up to you. If you need me to submit it, I can, but I did email everybody the link to submit it themselves. So if you need me to, just let me know as soon as possible.
We need more work.
I'm fine with it. It's super easy. Name, first name, last name, agency title, email. Very simple.
Next up, old business, discussion updates with San Gorneo Pass Water Agency's directors regarding various matters.
That'd be you.
All right. Well, first off, I'll come up with a chair.
We can't hear you. Can you speak up a little bit?
What? I just wanted to say, obviously, you know, I've enjoyed thoroughly our relationship and working with you and working for you. It's been a real blessing. It's nice to see the progress that this district has made over the past few years. Under new leadership, because you're relatively all new within the last little while. I see a continuity that I didn't see a while ago here. That has taken on a whole new twist for this group of people. I think part of it is due to your general manager knowing his job and knowing what he's doing. I would attribute part of it to Sarah for her leadership as your chairperson. She conducts the meetings well and keeps things moving along really, really good. Your comments are all appropriate. They're not demeaning or condescending. In other words, it's a discussion rather than a debate. And I see that as a real positive thing. I will be around, Evelyn will probably continue to send me email invitations until she realizes I'm not on the board anymore. And she'll say, get rid of that guy. But I appreciate her doing that. It's been good. But the bottom line is continue to work together. You're going to have obviously a new chair. She's for all intents and purposes she has won the election. She's up by about 181 votes, and there's no way he's ever going to come back to that. But she's waiting patiently, kind of patiently, not real patient, but kind of, to get the final nod and say that that it's a done deal. But as far as our agency is concerned, she is the elected official. She will be moving to the Pass Water Agency and assuming my seat on the agency, and I will go into about a 3-year hibernation, retirement type thing from public areas, and then I'm going to jump into something new. So just biding my time and relaxing, and I'm going to help my wife for the next 3 years with Carol's Kitchen. She's involved in that, and she's going to be the new president in January or February, and I'm going to be in charge of all the funding, hopefully for the group. So we'll see how that goes. But I value your friendships. If anybody ever has a question or needs anything, you're welcome to call me. As long as it's not 12 o'clock or 1 o'clock in the morning, on election day. but anything, Mike, you too, you're welcome to. But I mean, you have the best, in my opinion, you have the best support system over there that you possibly can have. Lance is spot on everything he does. You have Mickey Valdivia, who's the president right now, but it'll be reassigned in January. So there'll be a new, it's either December, it might be December 16th, actually, when she's put on the board, then they'll probably choose a new president, vice president, secretary, and treasurer. But you have a good group of men and now women who know their stuff. And so that's a good thing. I would encourage you to continue to exercise your ability to use other people's money, for grants and things like that, and keep that always first and foremost, because that will help your bank account grow, and exponentially because of things that you're not having to spend it on. So if you can get your repairs and things like that done through grants, it's the best way to do it. And if you get to the point where you need help with Lance will. He'll get the grant writer and pay the $35,000, and then you're off and running. Once you get it, and you can work with the agency to pay it back as it gets finished. You know, we're finishing up that $10.3 million grant now with Cala Mesa, and they have ran so hard with that deal to get that pipeline in that it's almost completed, and that's literally less than 6 months. So I mean they've banged it out very fast. The payments are coming in. It's working really great. So you know, don't ever hesitate if you talk to Mike, don't ever hesitate to say, hey, let's look at the grant opportunities again for getting some things done out here that need to be done. And if you got leaky tanks and things like that out here that you're having problems with, that you've had problems with forever, you know, take a look at the possibility, you know, of getting a grant to get it replaced. Find out what you've got to come up with, and you know, versus what the grant will give you. And try and do it. You have a lot of funds available through the state right now that are there for you to utilize that don't cost you anything other than, you know, you just getting somebody to fund it for you up front, and then, you know, you pay it back. So I would suggest that to be the way to go. As far as any other updates are concerned, there really wasn't anything new that we discussed at the board meeting other than the helipods. We talked about that a little bit earlier, so that was that'll be a big thing out here. You've been the pioneers for everything we've done lately. You're taking this on too, and I think it's a great thing. I'm looking forward to one of these days sitting up on the top of my area. There's a spot up there where I can actually see right here, and see where the pods are going to be, and watch a helicopter go in there and get water and bring it up and dump it on a fire. There won't be. You've seen pictures of it, I'm sure, right? So yeah, so it's pretty exciting. I watched. We had three or four fires up on the hill, just you know, relatively minor, which were really good because they were on top of them so fast, and you know they were pulling water out of the Banning.
Reclamation plant.
Yeah, whatever they call that thing, recycling of water. So, but they're pulling water out of there and dumping it on the fire. So, worked out really good. But, and I understand too, Lance is still working on getting you water from Metropolitan to here. So we'll see how that goes. Sarah will be heavily involved in that. So, and as your rep, she'll be here sitting where I'm sitting and reporting on the progress of it. And they will bring you up to date on everything that we're doing, Sarah. So you'll have a clear picture of the whole program. And then you just pick and choose what applies here and other places. And if you happen to end up being at another group, you know, and there's nobody else there to report to the group, then you can actually do that report. There's no restrictions on who says what. So, but once again, it's been wonderful. I've enjoyed it. It's been a long ride. You know, when I first started with the agency, my number one goal was to get water to you. That was my number. I ran on that platform. And I mean, I was appointed, but whenever I was appointed, that was my big thing. You know, I went right to Jeff Davis and I said, what can we do about getting water to Banning and to Cabazon? You know, and he at that time looked into it. They ran some reports and it was $14 million at that time. Now that was 20 years ago, 16 years ago, 16 years ago that was brought up. And we waited until now to figure out that now it's $150 million to run pipeline from Highland Springs Avenue out to here. So we're obviously we're all looking for different, you know, better ways to do it, because I don't think we can get a grant to do that whole thing. In other words, there would be some participation in it to make it happen. So we're looking for the least expensive but the best way for you guys to get water out here. And you'll have a great new person who's going to be a good part of it. And thank you.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate you all. Yeah.
Half retirement.
No, there's no retirement. It never happens. You know, I retired out of the printing industry maybe 10 years ago, and I owned all the companies, so I sold all that. Then I went into the bee business. honeybees, so
yeah.
You've been moving them out of water meters and everything else, so you probably know that. You have that experience. In fact, if you ever need me to do it, call me, because I do a lot of that now. It's just kind of a side thing I enjoy doing. So, but you know, doing that, and then I ended up turning that all over to my son, Scott. He's actually had hives out here in your area. He puts them up against the windmills and stuff like that, so they're out of the way. Gets permission from the landowner and does that. So you may see the white boxes out there somewhere when you're traveling around one day. They belong to us. Little League, I put my application back in to coach again, so we'll see how that goes. I'm not on the board anymore. I didn't want to stay on the board, so I'm off the board. I've gotten too many other things that I'm working on board wise that I just don't have the time. So, but I mean, I love coaching, so that's something I would do if they appoint me. I'll do it. Okay. All right. Well, thanks.
Thanks, Rob.
Alrighty. If you don't mind, I'm going to take off and go home because she knows I've been going since this morning. Because she was right behind me the whole way.
Any breakfast tomorrow?
Oh, is that tomorrow morning? Okay. Oh, yeah, it is. Just got the reminder. So. You can look into these with... What I would do is wait until she gets on the board officially and then have her... talk to, I can't remember her name,
Marcella?
But, pardon?
Is it Marcella?
No, not Marcella. Oh. It's not with our agency. Oh. It's with another, the lady that's doing work for us.
Sarah Mullaney?
Yeah. So, you know, the photographer was there today. They were trying to finalize everything for me, so. But, I mean, let her get her feet wet, and then you can get these, and there's nothing really official about them, but they look official with the QR codes and mm-hmm. you know, and the blurb on the back about to the peace officers.
Yeah.
And then official, you know, with your picture, your name, who you are. You don't have districts out here, right, or divisions? You just run for election, and the top five get the seat. Or do you have them every 2 years?
And they're staggered.
And yeah.
Three of you run for re-election, and or two of you. So, you know, I mean, but it's very effective. I mean, if you have a need to get somewhere, they work really good. So, I mean, you won't get escorted, but they'll let you through. I've gone right down into the heart of the fire, literally. Every time we've had one on a hill, so they let me do that. So, it's been kind of nice getting down there and seeing what it's all about and watching the guys just knock it out really fast. It's great. Well, thanks.
All right, see you Ron. Have a good night.
Ron, is this your jacket?
Yeah. Otherwise, she'll be wearing it.
You're right.
See you later.
Good night.
Thank you.
Bye, Ron. Okay, next up is old business discussion action quotes for water rate studies, tab 5. And this one wasn't as easy to look through as the last one was for some reason. Did see the comparison sheet right here.
Page 55 is what Cindy put together. And it just kind of shows a summary of all the rest of the pages that are in here. The reason why it's a lot more is because one of the companies last month, they just gave us like a PowerPoint just showing a super simple proposal, but they gave us the actual official proposal in here. Also, last month, one of the companies had only included like one in-person meeting, I think, and the other ones included a bunch more. I can't remember what the difference was, but we had them all pretty comparable this time.
So they're willing to do, it looks like all these guys are willing to do two in-person meetings. So is that one to gather all the information with the board, or is that coming to you guys to gather the information? And then...
We asked them to do it in person rather than a conference call.
Yeah.
The in-person meetings would be them coming here to talk to you guys. The remote meetings are when they're going to be meeting with us.
So but the in-person meetings, so for the end of the water rate study, when we have to send out notices and everybody comes here, that's one of their meetings where they'll be here and they're going to be talking through it all in person, not over a conference call.
Yeah.
And we have to do a rate study, right? We tried. We tried to say let's not do a rate study.
Yeah, because
the proposition was
a 218. Yeah, 218. Had to have representation. So, they'll probably come up with the same numbers that we did, but unfortunately, it's got to be done through a professional service.
Sorry, not at you. I've been through it before.
So, are we looking for some kind of action on this?
Yeah, which one do we want to go with?
If you guys want us to go back and ask them any specific questions, but...
Something needs to be implemented next beginning of the year.
It would need to be completed by 2026, the beginning of 2026. Mm-hmm. I don't know how long this usually takes.
Yeah, let's table it for right now. What do you think?
Can you make a motion to table it, yeah?
Yeah, and let's...
Second on that.
Is there anything you want us to look into?
Can we get some kind of literature? It's all in there?
Yeah, let me
do some reading through it. I haven't done that
yet. And the one thing I would request, I would basically say, well, how long is it going to take you to come up with a final budget amendment and then be able to present it to the public so that we know when our deadline is in order to proceed and hire the contractor to move forward. So do they need 4 months, 5 months? So we know when we need to hire them.
Yeah,
so is this an estimate?
This is Cindy's opinion, right?
Cindy looked through all of these proposals in here, and this is, yeah, her.
Her cost estimate of what she thinks it's going to cost?
No, they each of the companies included the cost in here.
Okay, I gotcha.
Yeah, they sent the quote and he had recommendations.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, so even though
B&B?
Yeah.
Black and Beach.
Yeah,
the last one.
Yeah.
So basically, it looks like she likes the first two.
Yeah, she said she recommends WRE, Water Resources Economics.
Right. Even though it's a little bit more than Black and Viatech, but she likes the service, the excellence,
right.
The reference.
And we don't have to go with the lowest bid on this one?
No.
But all the information's in this packet right here.
See, even though the Black and the Viatech is lower, it says it doesn't list the hours by person. It doesn't even mention the total hours. And that could mean change orders.
And only three meetings.
Right. So that could basically change order, one change order,
yeah.
And you're right back to where WRE is. So you got excellent service from the first vendor at a confirmed price, where the other one, if you get change orders, then, you know, a little bit of a blank check. So you don't want to do that.
Everybody okay with change with tabling this one? So we can read about it a little bit.
Yeah. And then I'll try and get a confirmed date on how long they need to get this, so we know when our drop dead date is in order to give
to
them
get everything
notice to proceed.
Okay. I make a motion to table.
Second.
I knew she was going to ask that.
We don't need to vote to have this legal, right?
No.
As long as two of you guys say it. Okay.
Now, number three, community involvement. We found out anything from them about Christmas?
They just emailed us today.
There's nothing. They did a turkey giveaway yesterday, but they don't have anything planned for Thanksgiving. So she said they will have something for Christmas, and she will send me the flyer once they have it.
Another discussion about community involvement? Move on to updates. Cabazon Water Operations Report by General Manager Pollock.
At 6. So the first item is the update on the Hella hydrant. Of course, we've been hearing a lot about it, and the sites are chosen for Tank 1 and Tank 3. The contractor is Glenn Chavez, and Matt Howard is the Operations Manager of the San Antonio Pass Water Agency. They determine both the locations and where the lines are going to go on both premises and have been marked for USA for underground alerts to identify any of the utilities that are going to be in conflict. The approval of funding was approved on October 7th by the San Gabriel Pass Water Agency, and the fund between San Gabriel Pass and the county was approved on October 29th, and as Ron mentioned, the contract was approved last night, the one that I signed, which was the mutual agreement between the Moronga Banff, the Cabazon Water District, and San Gabriel Pass Water Agency. So now we get to move forward, and they'll notify me when they're going to break ground. So I just had some questions about all the components are going to be installed, and they said they have everything under control. I wanted a production meter to calculate the water used in operations, because that's required at the end of the year. So that was $1,125, but I think the one that they completed in Haruka, the total cost was $219,000. Both sites are approved for $600,000, $300,000 for each location. So they definitely have some wiggle room. And there'll be some permitting. I think it's a non-exemption permit that we need to apply for with the county Riverside. Otherwise, you would have to do CEQA, so we don't have to do CEQA. So that's not required at this time. So that's the only other paperwork we need to do before they can break ground and get things going. Next item is the correction to the October manager's report. When Sarah asked what is our cubic feet production, I gave her only the month of May, but I made the correction. I believe that Evelyn sent you the report too, that the actual potable water production was 456 acre feet per year, and the sales was 386 acre feet per year. So that was the correction from the October meeting. Next item, you all have an invitation for Ellen's retirement party. She is retiring at the beginning of the year, and we're going to have a little event for her at the
Mill Creek
site. So I hope you all can attend. And the Cabazon Water District did receive the $5,000 signing bonus from the cell tower lease extension on October 25th, 2024. Next rebate check we should be getting is from the M Response. I spoke to them on November 24th regarding the participation in the Edison Demand Response Program. Just a quick refresher, the program aims to reduce electricity consumption temporarily during high demand periods, which is 4 to 9, which is the high rate period, which you don't want to run anything anyways in that time period, which we have not. So they just want to ensure that you don't run, and if needed, they would have the ability to shut down your equipment, and that's the agreement that we signed up. And participants have the option to manually reduce consumption or allow the utility to automatically adjust their system. Participants receive financial incentives for reducing their energy use, which can help lower electricity bills and even create a new revenue stream. By reducing energy consumption during peak periods, the program helps lower carbon emissions and supports sustainability efforts. So they confirmed that the payments and the rebates will be mailed in 2 to 3 weeks during the discussion, and we will hopefully receive some kind of dividend on December 3rd, 2024. No estimate was given during the discussion, and I called them again, and they said they still didn't know. So I don't have a number for you. Next items on the back of the page here, Riverside County is installing new street signs on all major corners.
They have the wrong logo on them.
They installed the Sunshine logo, unfortunately. So
we get dinosaur stickers.
And we did email them. We emailed them with your personal opinion.
What did they say?
I said the whole town, and had the whole town.
For the dinosaur, and then it came in only like maybe 600 people or something that wanted the olive groves, but the sunrise was not in there whatsoever. I talked to Thomas, and he said that he was going to tell the supervisor, and they were going to talk to Department of Transportation, but...
I think dino stickers are really
good. The whole thing is just... it's going to waste the money.
Well, you know what?
Them, but it's like not graffiti.
I mean, in my opinion... all the signs are in good working order. They all have reflective lettering on there, and the money could have been better utilized for some other improvements.
And the, one of the brand new ones right on the corner over here has been hit earlier today or whatever. Because it was fine when I went to the post office this morning, but today it's laying down. So
maybe they didn't put the dinosaurs on there because they're scared of theft, right?
No, I think they already made the plan. They didn't listen to what we wanted from the street.
They didn't give a crap.
Supervisor deciding what we need.
Yeah. Like the arch.
Yeah, supervisor. Think of that other guy. The guy who was like, oh, I'm
arch over the track.
Okay. And just to give you an update on
operations and maintenance, we basically just had one service leak on Bonita, and that was west of Broadway. Other than that, that was the only leak I had to report for the month of October. And for the new Well 2 site, we started the foundation preparation for the Well 2 building, excavating the area where the foundation, where the concrete will be laid. According to the specific design, which is a 40 by 60 building, and the deposit in the amount of $8,421 was paid on November 6th to the building contractor, and the payment of $3,700 was made for the approved set of plans, which they mentioned would take up to 6 weeks to receive. Once we receive those plans, we will get the quote for the concrete foundation and also submit that to the County of Riverside for a building permit. So things are moving along pretty quickly. And also, Edison is working to install a new Edison service for that building. So they've been on site. They've been looking for the best pathway to pull the cable on that.
Cool.
I do have one item on here that's not on my list because it just came in today. We had a contractor come in, and he gave me his card. We currently have Ontario refrigeration for maintenance here for our air vac or heating and air conditioning. So we have a maintenance program like that. Basically, it's $500 a month. $6,000 a year. This new contractor came in and he said that the services, the scope of the work matches your current program. Service calls for breakdowns and repairs will be additional. So our current contract is $6,000. They're giving me a quote for $1,848. Like I said, the monthly service fee is $500 a month. Their quarterly payment is $462 each quarter. So I just wanted to bring this to your attention. It's a nice little cost-cutting measure.
We're going to try.
Remember with the air conditioning, we had to tie into the new system, and they wouldn't try it. Do we have a system that they can tie into now? We upgraded that years ago, right? Pardon me, I think you were the one on board when all that happened.
So there was an upgrade, and that was for $20,000 for the new controller. Installed new Johnson controllers, and that was installed on August 19, 2020.
Okay.
And they just came here about, what was it, a month ago, and they upgraded a few items inside the panel because it wasn't kicking on, it wasn't communicating the thermostat.
So basically, we went in to do internal work in the panel, put some new components in there, so we're
fresh and ready. So just something to think about. I'll put this on the next agenda item for the next meeting, and then we can... Like I said, I just got it in today. So
I just remember the outlandish. It was $20,000 for a thermostat. It was like, what? What? You know.
Right.
But we did
do it. Jeez.
Yeah, And that is all I have for today.
Thank you, Greg.
Thank you. Okay, moving on to public comment. Yeah, come on.
I missed it last night.
He stood up and had a lot.
At the Mac meeting? Yeah.
I heard.
Yeah.
I was in Chicago.
You didn't hear him from Chicago?
No.
Yeah, he was a little upset.
She had deep dish in her ears.
Okay. Next up, future agenda items from the public, from the management.
Just an update on the
cost-cutting measure for maybe switching vendors for air conditioning and maintenance.
On the board?
Okay. I thought you were going to say
something. I feel like I'll put the rate study back on next month. We have an update.
Management comment? Board member comment?
I do have something, actually. It was for the finance and audit meeting. We were wondering what the equipment rental was for. It was for the Well 2 site, the excavator that was rented over there. It's just part of that rental was put in last year, and then the remaining small portion was put in this year. So it does need to get moved.
It was a little tiny bill that was left over.
It does need to get moved to Well 2. It's just, it was a portion of that.
Remember, we talked about that. I go, well, how come it was like $200?
Yeah.
So, since you're leaving us, do we need to put the realignment of the board on next?
No, I'm not resigning yet.
But if you're going to be on the board on the 16th.
But you get sworn in on December 16th, correct?
If it still fits, yeah.
She doesn't want to jinx herself, so.
Yeah, I'm not resigning as of yet. Once I do resign, then I should put that on the board. But that would be automatic anyway.
So it doesn't need to be on this.
No, it's not on this.
I don't know when it's going to be official, but if it flips the other way, I don't want to leave here.
No, I know that. I'm just saying. They've already accepted you over there.
Yes, but it's not. That's not official either.
Right.
Yeah, there's no statements or anything like that. Yeah.
How long is it going to be until they? Hey, we got the president already.
I know, right? We got the president lined up, right? Yeah. I guess I will let you know.
Yeah, you'll let me know.
Yeah.
And you'll just put it on.
And then I'll have to make a posting at like the post office here in the newspaper saying that we have a board opening. And if you guys know anyone that will want to come onto the board, you can let them know. And I guess we would do the interviews next month at the meeting. I'll have to reread the. I have to reread the stuff because there's like specific timelines. It has to be posted for so many days before you can pick someone and all that.
Yeah.
So
it's kind of hard to do the realignment and the election on the same at the next board meeting.
Well, no, because they did have to be realigned anyway.
Yes.
And then even if there's a vacancy for a while. Yes, so I may win this.
You are going to win this.
I just
am
really
positive.
It is. I don't know when it's official, and I don't want it to flip because sometimes the jumps have been bigger than the spread. So I'm really excited to finally get Cabazon represented on the board. Yes, Ron is from a smaller community in the area, but there hasn't been anybody on that board in a long time. And when it comes, when this happens, I'm looking forward to coming and actually having some conversations with some of you guys. We'll figure out how I can do that. About your guys' thoughts on the different ways with like the backhaul pipeline, things I'm learning about the state water project, things I'm learning about the Metro water project. There's mollusks in bulk, who I found out last night. And just what you guys think about it, what the tribe would think about it, and looking forward to having lots of conversations. But this board has meant so much to me for the past 8 years, and I started coming to meetings before I got appointed or anything, and I was like, wow, look at that, they're doing stuff up there, and it was
crazy, and I was like, that's not how they should do it. But I really appreciate it, and I really appreciate you guys having me kind of run it in the past 2 years since Rob's not been here, and thank you guys, and but I'm not letting go yet, so.
Well, it sounds like it'll make a difference during the previous years and watching how everything
I would say with those rape studies, if you have a question, Alan knows, I took it to the whiteboard all the time. I haven't got to go to the whiteboard forever, right? But look at it and remember, most everybody's on fixed income, was always my thing. In my opinion, if you want a lawn in the desert, you should pay for it. That's always in my opinion, but everybody has their own, but ask questions. We have such a good staff now. Our GM, Evelyn, this is amazing. It's night and day. Some of you know, right? So, thank you. Yeah. I'm looking forward to being at Aqua, and maybe I'll know by then which agency I'm at.
Yeah.
No,
I bet
you
it's
Matchy on
that,
right?
Yeah, by then.
Well, if not by then, I'm going to lose. Ron said he was in the election and went till March. And I'm like, how is that even possible?
What?
Yes, that it went till March.
That's just ridiculous.
Yeah. Let me see how many they counted. Let me see how many they counted from yesterday. But yeah, it's slow going at this point. So. But thank you. Thank you guys all for your support, wearing stickers. At non-water events. Anybody else have any comments? Okay, let's see how quick I can get through this. Okay. Next up, miscellaneous future board items. You know what? I'm going to tell this like Mickey does. You can see the agenda in the list right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, please look at the future.
Board members?
Yeah.
I was like, oh, you guys can look at it.
I was like, I'm allowed to do that? Okay. And with that, I'm...
I make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Yeah.
I second that motion.
All right, motion to adjourn at 7:02, made by Director Davis, second by Board Vice Chair Tincher. Director Farland?
Aye.
Director Brock?
Aye.
Director Davis?
Aye.
Board Vice Chair Tincher?
Aye.
And Board Chair Wargo?
Aye.
702.